One afternoon on his way to work, Juan Constantino's headlight went out.
I had no idea. A cop pulled the U-turn, pulled me over, said, "You know why I pulled you over?" I said, "I have no idea. It's your front headlight's out. Let me
see." If Constantino was like most students, it wouldn't have been a big deal. He probably would have been let off with a warning and told to get his light fixed. But Constantino isn't like most students. He's undocumented, and that means he didn't have a driver's license.
No, I was extremely scared. I'd never been so scared in my life.
Constantino was charged with a misdemeanor. His family quickly gathered money for bail, and Constantino went home, finished his homework, and went to school the next day. Since he and his family arrived in South Bend from Mexico 16 years ago, Constantino has kept many details about his life a secret. His friends at school didn't know he was undocumented. Many didn't even know he was born in Mexico. Fortunately, one of his high school teachers had a hunch. One day, he pulled Constantino aside and told him about an opportunity at Holy Cross College in South Bend.
He said, "Hey, it's a scholarship. It's for a Latino male they're looking for in the area, who has good standing, who's done community service, who's part of the St. Adalbert's Church, and is undocumented. Do you qualify?"
Constantino qualified, but he couldn't quite believe a college would openly accept and support an undocumented student like himself.
We have one main academic building, which is here. So this is two floors.
Brother Jesus Alonso is an administrator at Holy Cross. As he walks through campus, he explains that helping those in need is the mission of Holy Cross, and immigration status doesn't change that.
People in need can vary, you know, in circumstance and situations. We're having to be a school of Catholic higher education. We have a resource of education, and we want to make that accessible to students, regardless of their financial or other needs.
Holy Cross is partnering with the Noble Network of Charter Schools out of Chicago to expand its efforts. The partnership will allow both Holy Cross and Wabash College to enroll 3 undocumented students from Chicago at their institutions, providing the students with almost a full ride. Scott Feller is dean of Wabash College and says he is excited to expand the student population. He says putting aside the politics around immigration and looking at these students as any other teenager makes it obvious that helping them is the right thing to do.
The fact is, they're 18 years old right now, and this is a time in their life that can't be wasted. And we can't really wait for them to become documented. And so we're going to do our best to use these critical years between 18 and 22 to bring them here to this community.
Many undocumented students qualify for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, a federal program created under President Obama that allows them to work and live in the U.S. for 2 years. They can renew it after 2 years, but Juan Constantino and many other undocumented students worry that once a new president is elected, DACA could disappear, leaving them with a college diploma but no opportunities to work. Typically, DACA students aren't the target for immigration officials, but not having the security of citizenship leaves a lot of uncertainties. That's why Constantino feels lucky to have found Holy Cross.
When we're undocumented students who are fortunate enough to have an education, I think we need to make it known how important it is that we have this freedom, a freedom that we were being punished for something that we didn't do. I didn't choose to come here at the age of 2 or 3.
Wabash College and Holy Cross College are 2 of the 12 schools participating in the partnership with the Noble Network of Charter Schools. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.